Our first locker room chat here on a Wednesday on 103.9 KNZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. Continues here with the Dauphin West locker room chat. We're now chatting with the boys head coach, Derek Shelton, of the Dauphin West Mustang Boys. This locker room chat is provided by Medina State Bank, Farmers Union Midwest Agency April Heim, and Triple L Tire. It's been a pair of games the last time we spoke, coach. A loss to the Hanover Wildcats, and then a big time win over the Onega Buffaloes, 50-38. Here leading into your last game of the season coming up on Friday against Washington County. But before we talk about that, coach, what can you tell me about these last two games for you and your team?
Yeah, you know, going back to the Hanover game, I thought we played a decent first half. You know, we did some good things, you know, just didn't make shots again, but then our second half we didn't score the ball well at all again. You know, we scored 12 points the whole second half, so it's something we've been kind of working on and kind of talking about. Our offense has been kind of struggling for a few weeks, but you know, defensively I wasn't as upset with our performance against Hanover. Like I said, they're a good team, has been putting up, you know, they scored over 100 the other night and putting up a lot of points, and we held them, you know, to 61, which I thought was good for us. And then last night, you know, we had Onega at home. Again, our offense, we really struggled early, and, you know, we only had 18 points at halftime, and then, you know, we kind of got ourselves going there in the third and fourth quarter. Defensively, we were really good first half. Second half, we kind of didn't guard as well as I would have liked. But our offense did kind of find some rhythm there in the third and fourth quarter. You know, we didn't hit, you know, we only hit 1-3 on the night, which, you know, for us, we've kind of lived and died by that all year long. So a positive for me was just finding a way to, you know, we put up 50 points with only hitting 1-3. I think hopefully that's something that can, you know, lead us in some good performances come substate.
And you have one more game before substate as well, coming up with Washington County here on Friday. Your first substate game will be a week from then, as the brackets will come out on Saturday. But with Washington County here on Friday, what are some keys here to finishing out the regular season strong against this Tigers team on the road?
Oh, for us, you know, we're going to have to go and knock down some shots. You know, they're going to play that extended zone, and they're so long, you know, with the size they have, and we're going to have to be able to hit some shots, and then we're going to have to rebound. We're going to have to limit them to one and done, and I think if we can do those things, I think we're going to give ourselves a chance there on the road to, you know, to come out with one.
And one thing we've kind of talked about a little bit this season, it's been quite some time since Dauphin West boys team has finished over 500 just to end the regular season. Of course, bearing the win here against Washington County, you guarantee finishing over 500 just to end the year total. But overall, how accomplished do you feel kind of this season has been for you and your team? What are some things you've really seen improve this year compared to previous years? And overall, what are some thoughts from this season before going into the substate?
No, yeah, it's been a good season for us, and a lot better than, you know, the seasons that we've had in the past. And the kids have really grown. You know, there's a lot of times, especially early in the year when we were winning some games, that in the past when something goes wrong, that we kind of just, you know, we let it go. It goes really bad real quick. And I thought we've done a good job of overcoming that this year. And, you know, the season's such a long season, and it's a grind. And I think we've kind of hit that wall a little bit, but I think we're kind of coming out of it, which we've talked all year. You know, you don't want to be playing your best ball until this last week of the year. You know, you don't want to be playing your best ball in January and then, you know, you cap out. So I think the kids understand that, and we got some work to do. And, you know, with the season we've had, we've, you know, talked about wanting to be able to host a substate game, and we've put ourselves in position, you know, if we can take care of business on Friday, that we'll be able to do that.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for joining us for week number 10 of our locker room chats.
Thanks.
Now, as head coach of the Dauphin West Mustang boys, Derek Shelton, we got one more week here left of our locker room chats. Upcoming for Dauphin West on Friday, it's Washington County. Brackets coming out Saturday for Class 2A, and the West boys will start their first substate game next Friday.